a volleyball performance that ranks among the state's best ever, and 20 MHSAA championship trophies are earned. We'll give you all the winners. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Eight individuals and eight teams brought home cross-country championships this past weekend as the finals were run at Michigan International Speedway on a day that had some rain, some wind, and some great performances. The best one? That belongs to Benzie Central's Hunter Jones. The senior won his fourth individual title in Division III, the first to ever win four in a row in D3. His time was the second fastest finals time at MIS ever and is also a Division III finals record. Hart won the boys' team title in Division III. In Division I, Benet Anderson of Grand Rapids, Ottawa Hills turned in the fastest time, and Northville was the highest scoring team. In D2, Chelsea's Connell Alford brought home the first place trophy and helped his team to a second place finish just behind the state champs from East Grand Rapids. And in Division IV, Lesaway Osterink led a dominating performance from Wyoming Potter's House Christian. Osterink was first, his teammates were second, third, and seventh, as they also won the team title. On the girls' side, Helen Sachs of Holland West Ottawa captured the Division I title after finishing fifth a year ago. Combined with a top 10 finish from teammate Ariane Olson, West Ottawa also won the team title. In Division II, East Grand Rapids' Drew Muller was first individually, and Otsego won as a team. Division III saw Jessica Jaswinski turn in the fifth fastest D3 time ever as she crossed the finish line first. Traverse City St. Francis was the top team. And in Division IV, Aiden Heron was first this year after a second place finish last year. Johannesburg Lewiston won its first team championship. For more on all of the cross-country finals, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Boyne City volleyball star Morgan Deming. She had 52 kills in a match and a win over Kingsley and Districts, the third most in a single match in MHSAA history. That performance also puts her over 1,000 career kills. Romeo freshman swimmer Alyssa Chambers, she won twice and was swimmer of the meet at the Macomb Area Conference White Division meet. And a Clarkston running back Ethan Clark. He scored 6 touchdowns in a 49-40 district title win over Davison. The senior ran for 338 yards on the night.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Did you know? The officials in swimming do more than make sure everyone dives in at the same time. Each race has a turn judge who is positioned in line with the end wall. Their job is to make sure that each swimmer is executing the proper stroke during his or her turn. For example, if you're swimming the individual medley and you're in the backstroke lap, you must turn while using the backstroke. You can't go into the breaststroke while turning. If you do, the turn judge will signal to the referee by placing one hand overhead with an open palm and then reporting it to the referee after the conclusion of the race. The referee will then decide if the turn was legal or if the swimmer should be disqualified.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. On the pitch, 4 boys soccer teams won MHSAA championships. Muskegon Western Michigan Christian got a goal from Matthew Bradford Royal with less than 15 minutes to go in a 1-0 win over Ann Arbor Green Hills in the Division IV championship match. In Division III, Holland Christian shut out Grosse Ile 2-0, winning its first finals title since 2003. The D2 title went to Richland Gull Lake, who knocked off Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook Kingswood 1-0. Gull Lake scored the game's lone goal in the first minute of the match. And the Division I title was won by Rochester Adams. They handed Rockford their first loss of the year in a 2-0 win. Complete coverage of all 4 championship matches can be found at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.